We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Birchos HaShachar, Halacha Hey, Paragraph Chof Ches. We spoke about the Shema in the previous Shir, the Shema and Baruch Shem, and now Rav Nosson Zal is going to address the brachos that surround the Shema. V'zeh b'chinas Birchos Kriya Shema, based on what we're learning here, we'll understand also the brachos that surround the Shema in the morning and in the evening that we say, Shehem Sheva Brochos. There's a total of seven Brochos in both. Kamoi Shom Razal, as the Gemara says in Brochos, page 11, B'shachar Mavorech Shtaim Lefoneho V'achas Lachareho, that in the morning we make two Brochos before the Shema. This is after Baruch Hu. We make the bracha Yoitzer Oyer Uvoy Rechosh. I'm sorry, we make the bracha of Yoitzer Oyer Uvoy Rechoshech. And then we make the bracha Yoitzer Hama Oyerois. That goes together. That's the beginning and end of one bracha. And then we have the bracha Ahavarabo or Avasoilam, which we complete with the words Haboicher Biamo Yisrael Biahava. So those are the two brachas that precede the Shema in the morning. Uboerev, shtayim lefoneho, ushtayim lachreho. And in the evening, we have two in front, two in back. In the evening, we have Hamar Ivarovim, is the first one, and then we have Oyev Amo Yisrael, those are the two in front. And after the Shema, we have Goal Yisrael and Shomer Amo Yisrael Oad. Vahascholas Birkois Kriya Shema, Heim Birchas Hamoirois. And the beginning of the brochos that we say for the Shema is called Birkois Hamoiris, where we bless Hashem and thank Hashem who created the sun and the moon and all other forms of light. Ukvar tomohu hapoiskim ma inyan birchas hamoiris lekriyashma. And we know that in the Shulchan Aruch, the rabbis struggle to explain what's the connection between blessing Hashem for the sun and the moon, for the lights, and the kriyashma. What's the keshe? Ukemuva bidvoreinu mizeh, and as we've also discussed this earlier, previous occasions. Ach kvar mavur, however, we've already mentioned the fact, explained the fact, sheikar inyan kriyashma hu emunas harotzoin, that the main theme of kriyashma, the main thing that kriyashma is all about, is showing our faith in Hashem. And the term he's using here is Rotzoin, that everything that happens happens according to the will of Hashem. She'onu miyachadim shmo yisborach, we declare Hashem as miyuchad, special, one. We unify the name of Hashem. We declare Hashem as one. Uma'aminim, and we express our faith in the fact she'hakoil beretzoino yisborach, that everything that happens is the will, based on the will of Hashem. It happens only because Hashem wants it to happen. Kemoi Shom Razal, as the Gemara says over there in Brochus, page 13, Shetzorich la'arko bedaled di'echod, that when a person is saying the first sentence of Shema, when you get to the word echod, the dalet, you're supposed to try to hold on to a little bit, not let go so quickly. You're not supposed to say duh, you don't put a vowel under it or anything, but you try to hold on, to stretch it a little bit, to lengthen a little, to lengthen the dalet. Why? Because when you're saying that dalet, you're supposed to give yourself a few seconds to contemplate the fact, kedei lahamlichoi lemala ulamato ubedalet ruchai soilam. When a person says the word echod, it's brought that when a person says the aleph, they're supposed to have in mind that Hashem is one, above and below. When you say the ches, you're supposed to have in mind that Hashem rules over all seven rokiyas, the seven heavens and earth. That's ches, that's the ches, seven plus one. When you say the dalet, you're supposed to have in mind that Hashem rules over in all four directions, in the dalet ruchos, mizrach, mairav, tzofin, dorim. And also, a person's supposed to try to have in mind that I'm prepared, I'm ready to die, all four types of all four Misa is Bezdin, Skila, Sreifa, Herig, Chenik, for the honor of Hashem. That I'm accepting upon myself Mesiras Nefesh for Hashem's honor, as we're going to see. So we see that the Dalet of Echod, we're emphasizing to be Mamlech Hashem in the Dalet Ruchais, Lahamin. And what we're actually showing, expressing here, is that we believe Shebora Hakoil Yesh Me'ayin Hamuchlat, that Hashem created everything, the entire creation is something from complete nothingness. Zero. There was nothing whatsoever in existence other than Hashem before Hashem made the creation. Umanhig Hakoil Bertzoino Yisborach. And Hashem is controlling everything according to His will. V'alkein tzrichin oz limsor nafshoi lomus al kiddush Hashem. And this is also the reason behind why the Gemara and the Halacha tell us that a Jew is supposed to have in mind when they're saying this, that I'm prepared to die for Hashem's honor. Ki tzrichin oz levatel atzmoi b'tachlis habitul. Because what we're trying to do when we're thinking that and when we're saying the Shema is, we're trying to nullify ourselves totally, totally. I am nothing, nothing, nothing. Hashem is everything and I am nothing. Bibichinas misa mamish. Just like when a person dies, they're gone. The word that's used is gone. Al kiddush Hashem. And this is all to sanctify Hashem's name. That is to glorify. If I were given a choice, chas v'shalom, to say something disrespectful or do something disrespectful to Hashem, I would rather die. I'm prepared to die rather than to do that. Kemoi Rabbi Akiva, as in the case of Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara tells us, sheyotzeso nishmosoi be'echod, that his soul left him when he said the word echod, as is brought in the Gemara Brochas, page 61. While we're on this topic, just to jump off for a moment, on condition that you're not going to lose the place. You can remember where we are, but there's something so special here that I don't want to leave out, that I heard from Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha, from the Arizal. The Gemara there says that, we mentioned this in the previous year, that Rabbi Akiva's students said to him, Rebbe, why are you letting this, you know, do something? And when they said do something, they meant, Rebbe, wipe them out. Roman army, Roman government, nonsense, shtuyot. If you want, you'll look at them, and that'll be the end of the Roman army. You don't have to put up with this. You don't have to let them torture you and your friends and everything. So Rabbi Akiva's response was that my whole life, I said the words, b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshcha ma'idecha, that I love Hashem with my whole life, that I'd be prepared to give my life for Hashem, and I never had the opportunity. Now that I'm being offered the opportunity, you think I'm going to pass it up? Here goes. And that's when the Gemara says, he said Shema Yisrael, and at the word Echod, his soul left him. So the Arizal asks, Ma Kesher? Like, what's the connection between the conversation they had and the Shema that he said, and that he took off at Echod? The Arizal says, there is a name of Hashem. We know there are many names of Hashem. One of the most special names of Hashem is called the Shem Ayin Beis, Hashem's name of 72 words. This name of Hashem is mentioned in the Gemara Sukkah, I think it's Daf Memhei, where the Gemara speaks about the fact that on Hoshana Rabbah we say, Ani Vaho Hoshiano. And Rashi HaKodesh there and Tosfos point out that Vohoi, the words Vohoi, Vov Hei Vov, is one of the names of Hashem, one of these 72 names, which we find in the Chumash. It's based on three psukim in the Chumash in Parshas Beshalach, which speak about the Jews having left Egypt. And it says there, Vayisa Malach Elokim, Haholech Lifneim, Vavim Eachreim. There are three psukim there in a row. One begins with the word Vayisa, the second one is Vayovoi, and the third one is Vayet, where the Gemara and the Zohar HaKadosh say, if you count the letters, you'll see there's exactly 72 letters in each one of those psukim. 72 is Bigematria Chesed. 72 times 3 is Bigematria Gvura. So that this is a name of Hashem that's going to combine both sides of the coin, Chesed and Gvura. And the Rashi over there points out that the way that we compose this name of Hashem, we take the first letter from Pasuk 1, the last letter from Pasuk 2, and the first letter from Pasuk 3. That's the first name. That's three letters. Then we take letter number 2 from Pasuk 1, the second one from the end of Pasuk 2, and the letter number 2 in Pasuk 3, that's the second one, and so on and so forth. So it's 72 three-letter words, One of them, for example, is Ayin Nun Vav, the word Onov. One of them is the word Hey Lamed Lamed. There's different. This is in the printing, in the Zohar Kodeshes that they've printed. At the end of Shmois, they show a tablet, like a table, of nine across, eight down, showing the 72 slots for this name. And this is considered to be one of the most special names of Hashem. One of the names in there, one of those three-letter words, is Tav Chaf He. Tav Chaf He. The Arizal points out that this is the name that Moshe Rabbeinu used to destroy the Mitzri, to kill the Mitzri. When Moshe says that Moshe Rabbeinu saw an Egyptian striking a Jew, and Moshe Rabbeinu looked both ways to see if there's any trace of good that's going to come out of this Mitzri, no, he killed him. The next day, he saw two Jews fighting, and he saw one of them picking up his hand to hit the other one. He said to him, Rosho lomo sakereyecho. Rosho, why are you hitting your friend? So the person who he said this to responded, Halahorgeni ato oimer? Are you saying that to kill me? Kasher horakto es ha-mitzri? Like you killed the Mitzri yesterday? I saw you kill the Egyptian. The Arizal says, look at these words, Halahorgeni ato oimer? Are you saying this? Saying what? He heard Moshe Rabbeinu use that word, sake, tof chofei, and he knew that the previous day Moshe Rabbeinu had killed the Egyptian using that name of Hashem. So he said, are you going to say this now to kill me? So the Arizal says that Rabbi Akiva and his students knew the secret that this name of Hashem appears in different places in the Tefillah. We say at the end of Avodat Zion, Ki lo yozavto dorshecho Hashem. Hashem, you never forsake those who are seeking you out. You never let the Jews fall, chas v'shon. The last letters of Ozavto Dorshecho Hashem, and also in Oleinu, we have V'alkeinu kavalo Hashem alekeinu. We hope to you, Hashem, lirois mehero b'siferes uzecho, that we will be zeche very soon to get to see the beauty of your power, your strength. The last letters of mehero b'siferes uzecho make up this name of Hashem. It's brought that the two holidays, Chanukah and Purim, when we saw the defeat of our enemies, the words Chanukah Purim are bigematria, this special name of Hashem. And there are many references to it. So the Arizal says, they said to Rabbi Akiva, they saw he was about to start saying the Shema. So they said to him, Rebbe, do it. Get him. We know that in the Shema there's this power to do it. The words V'yohavta Eis Hashem Elokecha, the last letters of Eis Hashem Elokecha, make up this name of Hashem, Tav Chaf Hei. Rebbe, we know if you say those words with the right kavana, that's going to be the end of the Romans. The movie is going to be over. No more kill, no more torturing Jews and everything. So Rabbi Akiva said, sorry. I've waited for this my whole life. I'm not going to give up the chance. And the Gemara says that at the word Echod, his neshama left him. Meaning, had he gone a drop further, he knew and they knew, if he goes a drop further, different situation completely. His soul left him at Echod. He did not continue to say the words Es Hashem, V'yohavta Es Hashem Alekecha, which would have activated this powerful name of Hashem, which brings about the downfall of a person's enemies. When a great tzaddik uses that, he can use it to bring about the downfall of his enemies. Side note. Okay. Back to earth. Ki lichloil beritzoino yisborach. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains. Because in order for a person to really plug into Hashem, to become part of Hashem's rotzoin, to be botel to Hashem's rotzoin, tzrichin bitul gomor. The person has to negate and nullify themselves totally. They have to get rid of the I. I want, I like, I, all of that. The person has to eliminate the I completely. Ad sheyiskasher v'yuchlal bebechinas hatzadikei emes, to the point where the person attaches themselves and becomes part of the true tzadikim, bechinas Moshe, who are in the category of Moshe Rabbeinu, shenichlal beraiva deraivin, whom the Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was mevatel himself to Hashem so much that he became part of Raiva Derivin, this Rotzain Sheberetzainis of Hashem. Avoliskois Lozer, however, for a person to be zechet to that, to become part of Hashem in that way, Shehu Bechinas Meitzach HaRotzain, Bechinas Eis Rotzain, to become part of that Meitzach HaRotzain we spoke earlier, the word Meitzach means forehead, you know, referring again to a very high level of holiness and kindness of Hashem. That's the terminology that's used, Meitzach HaRotzain. And the special Eis Rotzain of Shabbos Mincha, Tzrichim Koyach HaZekeinim Digdusha. We need the help and the power of our holy elders, referring to the tzaddikim. Bechinas, about whom the Torah defines them as zokein unesui ponim. They are elderly and they are very much beloved by Hashem. The word nesui ponim, in the Birchas Kohanim, when the Kohanim say Yiso Hashem ponov eilecha, the translation of that is, may Hashem show us favoritism. May Hashem treat us like his favorite. So zokein unesui ponim is how the elders of Kiddusha described, that they are old and very much beloved, favored by Hashem. Sheheim machniim bechinas hazikeinim de sitrachra. They are the opposite, and they nullify the zekeinim of the sitrachra, the elders of the other side. Sheheim hazekeinim she'enom moisifim oyer kedusha v'das b'chol yoyim v'yoyim. Those are the elderly people who, when they become old, they do nothing. They sit in front of the TV all day, or they sit and play cards, because they just look to destroy, to kill time. They're waiting to die. They're not trying to increase their knowledge of Hashem or their holiness or their das, not trying to bring any new light into their lives. As Rabbi Nazal speaks about this a lot in chapter 4 in the second half of Likutei Moran, he speaks about the fact that a Jew, as long as he's in this world, every single day he's supposed to be adding new light, new knowledge, new awareness of Hashem into his life. And if he's not doing it, it's a crime. Now, as he gets older, as a person gets older, they become either more important. Now, tzaddikim, the Gemara says, the older they get, the more understanding they have, and the more peace of mind and tranquility. In others, they can achieve even higher levels of recognition of Hashem and of being good to people, being kind, and in all kinds of positive ways. Whereas the Gemara says, Rabbi Nazar writes there, the zekeinim of the sitrachra, the older they get, the grumpier they get, the nastier they get, because of this fact that days are going by, they're not filling the days with oyer, kedusha, and das. So what happens is that the opposite is taking place. The opposite is taking effect. Their zikna, their old age, is strengthening the other side, chas v'shalom. Ayin shom heitev heitev. Look very carefully in that chapter of Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this. Ve'ikar hachnosom, and Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moran that one of the mitzvahs that we do that has the power to be machnia these zekeinim of the sitra achra is al yedei hatzdokah, the mitzvah of tzedakah. Ayin shom, look over there to see how Rabbeinu Zal explains it. It's amazing. I just learned this yesterday. I have a chavrusa that we learned Chumash Rashi together with. Yesterday, we started Parshas Truma, this week's Parsha. The first psukim in Parshas Truma, Hashem speaks about donating to the Mishkan. And it says there, V'yikhu li Truma, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you will accept Trumot, contributions. Me'eis kol ish asher yidvenu liboy, Tikhu es trumasi. From every single person whose heart desires, you will accept contributions. And Rabbi Nazal and Rabbi Nosson Zal put tremendous emphasis on this, that what is tzedakah? Tzedakah is an expression of goodwill, of ratzon tov. That's what it's really all about. And we see this mentioned a lot of times in the Torah, that what was the Mishkan made of? What was the Beis HaMikdash made of? It was made of the nedivus lev of Klal Yisrael, the good-heartedness, the goodwill. That's what made the Beis Hamikdash and the Mishkan so holy. It was a composite of all the Ritzonos Toivos of all of Klal Yisrael. This person's goodwill was expressed in gold, this one in silver, this one in wood, copper, wool, all the different things. Each person gave what he had, what he wanted to give. So that's this Ratzon, which Tzedakah is all about, which is Mamtik, the din of these elders who are not generating any oyer or kiddush or das. That brings about midas hadin. Rabbeinu Zal shows psukim there, and the hamtoka for that is this rotzin stoko, which is one of the main mitzvahs, which is an expression of this rotzin, this nedivu slave. Ubishvil ze maschilin koydim kriyishma levorichoy seisporach al hamoyrois, and it's for this reason that before we say the Shema, we bless Hashem over the lights that He's given us. Asher boro beretzoinoi, which Hashem created with His will. Dahainu, birkas yoytzeroi ruvoi rechoyshech, the first bracha, that Hashem creates light and darkness. What are we saying there? Lohoid, we are testifying. Ulegaloi sulefarsem, and we're broadcasting b'chol yoyim v'yoyim mechodosh. Every single day, we're broadcasting this message anew. Shehashem yisporach bi'atzmoi boro esoor v'sachoyshech esayoyim v'salayla. That Hashem Himself is the one who created light and darkness, day and night. V'chol agalgalim, all the heavenly spheres. V'chama ulevana, the sun and the moon. V'koychovim, the stars. V'chol tzevom. V'ein shum Teva klal. There is no concept. There's no concept of teva, of nature, that it evolved naturally. Nothing evolved naturally. Hashem created each one of these things, and Hashem turns them on and turns them off every single day anew. Hepech das chachmei teva, which is the opposite of the opinion of the scientists, the philosophers who don't believe in Hashem. Sheoimrim, who say sheyesh teva, that there's something called teva, there's nature, and it has nothing to do with religion, it has nothing to do with Hashem, there's natural phenomenon, and there's natural process that causes certain things to happen or not happen. V'toilin hakoil b'teva uba'oisayis hashamayim, and they interpret everything, they translate everything as being controlled by nature and by the signs of the zodiac. Bechinas somu oisoisom oisois. As the Pasuk says in Tehillim chapter 74, that they say about all the miracles of Hashem that they're oisois, they're based on the zodiac and things like that, natural things. Kishov vosheker vehevel vechozov yidaberu, because their words are totally false and incorrect. Because all the different lights and what controls all of them is all only Hashem Himself. This is also the specialness of our holidays, the Jewish holidays. Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in that chapter in Likutei Moran, Torah Dalet in Likutei Moran Tanina, that whenever we celebrate a holiday, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, if you'll take a look, you'll see, what are we celebrating? It's called Shekoire Umegale Es Harotzoin. Each one of the holidays announces and reveals and broadcasts the Rotzoin of Hashem, meaning, when do we see Hashem's Rotzoin? As soon as Hashem starts moving some of the pieces around, when things go unnatural. And that's what each one of the holidays represents. Pesach, what are we celebrating? The miracles of Pesach. The fact that it was made perfectly clear to everybody, that this, anybody normal, that this is not nature. Nature did not make those 10 plagues. Nature did not split the Red Sea. All the miracles, that was really Nes. That was Hashem in the cockpit, at the controls, pushing all the buttons. No, there was no autopilot, there was no nature, anything like that. Shavuos, the miracles of Matan Torah, that all the people were cured, v'chol ha'omroyim, the people that were blind became, were able to see, deaf were able to hear, all the different miracles that took place at Har Sinai, and Sukkos, the miracles of the Anani Akovoi, the clouds. So Rabbeinu Zal writes there, this is why all the holidays are called Mikra Kodesh. Mikra, they announce. They announce the holiness of Hashem. Shekoire u'megale es harotzoin. They announce and publicize the fact that everything is according to the rotzoin of Hashem. There is no nature. There is no nothing else. Kama shekosu shama, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there. V'zeh Iker Oyer Yoim. And that's really what daylight is all about. When we talk about the light of day, that's called seeing the light. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, Vayikro Elokim Lo Oyer Yoim. Hashem called light, he called it day. Shetzrichim Shebechol Yoim Yoir Beyoiser Betoisvis Oyer Kedusha Vedas. Kamay Shekos Hashem. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that a Jew has to see to it that every single day I should be bringing new light and new das and new holiness into the world. How? By learning Torah, new Torah, mitzvahs. And even if I'm doing the same mitzvah, this putting on tefillin, which I put on yesterday, I'm not doing it like I did it yesterday. Every day it's something new, like it's the first time. Ki ikar hu hu emuna. Because the most important thing is emuna, dahainu emunas harotzoin. Emuna in this fact that everything is according to the will of Hashem. There's nothing else. There's no other power that's causing anything to happen or not to happen other than the rotzoin of Hashem. V'chol ma shonu meidinu mefarsimim, shehu yisborach borah hakoil umaneg hakoil bertzoinoi. And the more that we testify and publicize the fact that Hashem created everything and is controlling everything, this adds light, great holiness, al ha'odom, on the person who's declaring this, the person who says those words, Baruch Ato Hashem Yoitzer Oyer Uvayre Choshech, by saying those words, he's bringing new light and new holiness and das onto himself, val kol ha'olam kulay, and into the entire world, val kol ha'olam isatluyim boy, and into all the worlds that are plugged into him. Every single Jew has many worlds, heavenly worlds, that are connected to him. And when a Jew declares his faith in Hashem, when he expresses the fact that Hashem created the light, he's bringing oyer and kedusha and das into all of these. Ki kol mi shetoye. Because every person who makes a mistake, v'nisse chas v'shalom achar tos hateva, and goes off track, and they drift away, they wander away into the mistakes of the scientists, those who don't believe in Hashem, v'oimer shemisnaik chas v'shalom b'teva, and they say that no, this is a natural, these are things are going along a natural course that has nothing to do with G-O-D. All of Neymar, about those people, the Pasuk says, Choshech Hashemesh Betzeisoi, the sun is dark when it comes out, V'yoreach lo yagia oiroi, and the moon is not shining forth its light. So for these people who don't believe that the sun and the moon and everything is being controlled by Hashem, for them the sun and the moon are dark. They don't know what the light of day is on a spiritual level. Ki choshech aleihem hayoim, because the day for them adds darkness. Ki aleihem nemar, because about them the pasuk says in Yeshaya chapter 5, the espoyal Hashem lo yabitu, they refuse to look at the actions of Hashem. Ves maase yodov loiro, they don't see the products of Hashem's hands. Ukemoy shom razal, as the Gemara says in Shabbos page 119. Sheloi birchuhu yoitzer oyer shachris umarav arov imarvis. This refers to those people who refuse to acknowledge in the morning and the evening that Hashem creates light and darkness. Hashem put the sun there. Hashem makes it come up. Hashem makes it set. Kizeh yodua, because this is a known fact. She'ikr ho'oyer hu'oyer hadas amiti, that when a Jew uses the term light, he's referring to true das. That's what he's referring to. He's referring to the das of the Torah, the das of Hashem. Kiner mitzvah v'toyra oyer. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Koheles, sheyesh yisroin lechochma min hasichlus ke yisroin ho'oyer min achoshech. That the difference between intelligence and foolishness is like the difference between light and darkness. V'ikr ha'chochmo v'adas. Now listen to this very carefully. You'll see how Rav Nosson Zal presents this, because there are many people in the world that see a guy in a three-piece suit and he's driving a Jaguar and he's a professor in one of the most prestigious universities, and they look at this guy and they're in awe and respect about how what an intelligent person this is and what a great man this is, etc. Watch how Rav Nosson Zal defines greatness here. V'ikr ha'chochma v'hadas, the most important intelligence, when we talk about a person being smart or intelligent, the most important smartness and intelligence is lodas ho'emes, is to know the truth about things. Not to be in the dark, not to think that something is A when it's really Z, or not to think something is Z when it's A. And what's the most important truth? Shehakoil misnaheg beritzoino yisborach, that everything in the world is being conducted and controlled through the will of Hashem. Kidas shel sheker v'chozov, because people who present ideologies and methodologies and things like that that are false, that are built on false premises, einoi das klal, that's not called das. Adara, but just the opposite. Hu garua min haksil v'hapesi v'hameshuga. Rav Nosson Zal says that person, a person who's got 6 degrees and he's written 12 books, all about explaining scientific fact and all kinds of things, and again, ignoring and denying Hashem, this guy is worse than a fool, idiot, imbecile. Why? Why is he worse? Me'achar shehu chocham be'enov. Because the imbecile idiot, the drunk at the bar, knows he's drunk. He knows he's not thinking clearly. He knows that the words that are coming out of his mouth aren't making sense. Whereas this other guy, this major intellectual, doesn't know that he's an idiot. He doesn't know he's crazy. He doesn't know that what he's saying is totally false and wrong, and he's misleading people in the most idiotic way. He's misleading them in the most critical facts of their life, that because of him, people are going to live a certain kind of lifestyle and everything, denying Hashem totally, and then they're going to be deep fried, and they're just going to want to get their claws on him. They're going to tear this guy to pieces and call him idiot, imbecile, every dirty word in the world, because you presented, I thought you were smart, I followed your intellect, yeah, I saw your degrees and everything, and I thought that meant you were a smart guy. Now I see you are much dumber than the guy in the bar, because at least he wasn't lecturing. He wasn't given a lecture. He didn't put 10 degrees, after, 10 titles after his name, implying that he knows everything when he doesn't. Me'achar shu chochem be'enov, because of the fact that this person thinks he's so smart, v'nise b'chochmosoi lebe'er shachas, and his intelligence, his studies, have led him astray into be'er shachas, into the deep of the deep, into the deep of Gehenim, lichfor chas v'shalom barotz nabayri esporach, to deny the fact that everything in the world is based on the will of Hashem, HaBoyrei U'manig HaKoyel Bretzoyno, who created and maintains everything according to his will. V'toile b'toz hateva. And this person thinks mistakenly that no, it's all nature. There is no God. That's a prehistoric kind of thing. That's for the cavemen. Intelligent people don't believe in God and that kind of stuff. And as the pasuk says in Yeshaya chapter 5, Hoy chachomim be'enehem, woe is to those people who look at themselves like smart people. They think they're smart when they're really not. Uchsiv, and the pasuk says in Mishlei chapter 20, Ro'iso ish chacham be'enov, you saw this guy who thinks he's so smart, tikvo liksil mimenu, the fool has more hope, there's more hope for the fool than him. Because again, the fool, if he knows he's a fool, he can be helped. This other turkey, this other guy who thinks he knows everything, you try telling him something, he won't hear it, he can't hear it. What do you mean? You're telling me? You know who I am? Uchsiv, and as the pasuk says in Yirmiyah chapter 9, Al yishalel chacham b'chachmasoi, a person who's intelligent and smart shouldn't praise himself, shouldn't consider himself big with his intelligence. The only thing that a person can praise himself for, can feel praiseworthy of, is Haskel v'yodua oisi. If he knows Hashem, then he's smart. The more a person knows and is cognizant and aware of Hashem, that's praiseworthy. That's meaningful. That means something. Other smarts, a guy knows how to make an atom bomb. What happens? He gets blown up with the atom bomb. The people, many inventors who invented different things, they ended up being destroyed by their own inventions. So how smart a thing was that? Was that a smart thing to do or an idiotic thing to do? The person thought he was so smart. Uksiv, and as the pasuk says in Yirmiyah chapter 8, Hinei bedvar Hashem ma'osu, they rejected and despised the word of Hashem, v'chochmas malehem. So what kind of chochma do they have? A person who denies Hashem, whatever knowledge he has is a joke. It's that's how meaningful could it be if in the most important facts of life, he's got it all wrong? A person who the most basic, critical facts of life he doesn't know, so everything else he's going to say, how important could it be? As we find these scientists and these philosophers write themselves throughout their books, she'ikar ha'chochma hu emes, that true intellect, true knowledge is when you know the truth about something, when you understand something properly, that's called chachma, knowledge. And again, if they can explain how photosynthesis works, how a plant develops in this net, they consider that the ultimate truth. Again, some of them leaving out one minor little factor, just leaving out the Hashem in the whole thing. They give you all the different ingredients that go into making this plant grow, leaving out one minor little thing, the Hashem factor, that they deny, that they don't believe in. Umeachar she'onu royim, shehem poyerkim oil toiro u'mitzvus, befarhesya u'bahatzneya. And now Rav Nosson Zal is talking about what was going on during his time. That during his time is when the reform movement was starting to pick up in Russia at the time where it originated. And there were Jews who decided to go this way, Jews who decided to leave Yiddishkeit, leave Torah, especially Torah Shebaal Peh, all of that stuff, and replace it with secular knowledge. And they put up a major fight to insist that to try to eliminate the Chadorim, the Jewish, the religious schools at that time, which were teaching only Torah, and to force the Jews to integrate with the secular schools and to be indoctrinated in secular full secular ideology. So Rav Nosson Zal writes, and after we see that these Jews, these respectable Jews, Shehem Poirkin Oil Torah Mitzvahs Befarhesia, they end up moving away from their obligations, throwing away kashrus, throwing away Torah and mitzvahs, both publicly and in their own homes. At shebesoif rumam meimirim dosam, to the point where in the end, we see many of them actually converted. They converted out of the religion, or they became declared atheists or agnostics, whatever it is. Bifrat be'itim halolu, especially during these times, Rav Nosson Zal writes, Kasher onu royim be'ineinu kimat b'chol yoim, as we're witnessing this with our eyes almost every day, seeing Jews go off the path. In Germany at that time, Germany and Russia, which is where the seeds of the Haskalah began at that time, this is what they saw taking place. Oy le'inayim shekach royois. Woe is to the eyes that are witnesses that are seeing this. Eich yiftze pihem. How do these people dare to open their mouths? Shehem chafetzim boho emes. That they are pursuing truth. They want the truth. Kasherhem matfisim bekorcheim horoim bechol pam. As they print, as they publish in all of their books, they put tremendous emphasis that they want the Jewish people to know the truth about life and everything like that. Haklal, Rav Nosson Zal says, to sum up what we're saying here, she'ikaro ho'oyer yoim hu'oyer da suamiti, that when we talk about the light of day, what we're really referring to is the light of the true das. Shehu b'chinas yoitzer oyer shachris umarav arovim arvis, which we declare in the morning and the evening, when we declare that Hashem is the one who turns on the lights, and Hashem is the one who shuts the lights every day. We believe and we publicize verbally and in our hearts that Hashem, that Hashem is the one who is leading, who is controlling everything going on in the world, light and darkness. And by doing this, by believing in Hashem and expressing our faith in Hashem, we bring new light, additional light into every single day. As we actually say, that with Hashem's goodness, he does creation anew every single day. Mechodosh. Sheze ho'ikar. This is the most important thing. Shetzrichin lahamin she'ena. Now he's going to again present something a very critical tenet of emuna, a very critical point of faith in Hashem. Shetzrichin lahamin she'en hakodesh baruch hu oise dovor echod shtei pomim. That Hashem never repeats himself. Hashem never produces the same exact thing twice. Makol shkein. How much more so, for sure, pa'omim ein mispor. We would never, chas v'shalom, insult Hashem to say that Hashem makes the sun rise, the sun rose 8,000 times in the past 10 years. It's not the same sunrise every day. Every day it's something new. Every day there's something unique, something different than what's been before, than what's ever happened. There's something new in every single day. Shemiyoim bria shamayim va'oretz, from the time that Hashem created heaven and earth, humavir yoim u'mevi loilo, he removes the day and brings the night, goylel or v'choyshech, v'goylel choyshech mipnei or, b'chol yoim v'yoim, b'chochma niflo kozois. If anybody studies a little bit what's going on with the creation, with the sun and the moon and everything, the incredible chachma that Hashem has in making all of this happen, umi bar, who is such a fool, v'loyedan, and doesn't know, uksil v'loyovin, and a fool and doesn't understand, ezois, this fact, eich shayich shechocham kozeh yase chochma niflo kozois, is it possible that Hashem, the creator who created all of this, would be repeating himself every single day, doing the same thing again exactly, without introducing anything new? And without having any eternal objective? Without having any eternal goal, letoivas kol habruam lenetzach, for the benefit of all of mankind eternally? Could it be that all of this is just happening in a haphazard way? By nature, it's like a pendulum swinging by itself, and it just keeps going back and forth. The sun rises and sets and rises and sets, and nothing new is happening? Ach be'emes, whereas the truth is, onu ma'minim, we believe, Shehu Yisborach Oise Chadoshois Bechol Eis, that Hashem is making news all the time. Uve Tuvoi Mechadesh Bechol Yom Tomid Maase Bereshis Mechodosh Mamish. And with Hashem's goodness, he renews the act of creation Mechodesh, it's new every single day. Shebechol yoim nasim chadoshois neflois mamish shaloi nasum eolam. That each and every single new day, there are new things happening in the world that never, ever happened before. Ukemuva bidvoreinu b'shem ho'etz chayim, as Rav Nosson Zal brings in other places, quoting the Arizal in his Sefer Eitz Chaim, Mehashinuyim shenasim b'chol eis vorega, how the Arizal shows how not every day, every second, there are changes taking place in the creation. It's never stagnant. It's never standing still. Everything is moving, and there are new things going on all the time. As Rabbi Nazal speaks about this in chapter 54 in Likutei Moran, v'chol ikar kavanosi yisborach, and what is Hashem's purpose behind all of this? What's the reason for all of this? L'rames ula oirer kol b'nei odom l'ritzoni yisborach, to hint and to awaken everybody, to make everybody aware and conscious of Hashem's rotzon, of what Hashem wants. And we have to awaken ourselves every single day and motivate ourselves and inspire ourselves to bless Hashem about this every single day. And to make the brachas of Kriyashma, Ukriyashma, and to recite the Shema itself, Bepe Mole, Ubelev Sholem. To say the words very, very clearly and to make sure we have our whole heart in it. We're saying it wholeheartedly without any doubt whatsoever, no percent of doubt. My whole heart and my mouth are united in this, declaring my faith in Hashem. V'losum libeinu heitev l'mashanu moitziim bipinu, to make sure that our heart and mind is paying very close attention to what's coming out of our mouth. Bebechinas, like the Gemara says in Brochus, page 13, Hashmeya lo'oznecho matamoitzi mipicha. That what is Shema Yisrael? Listen. What does listen mean? It means pay attention. Make sure that your ears are listening to what your mouth is saying. Shanoim rim b'chol yoim yoitzer avoyer choyshech v'tu mechashchon yitom nasi bereshis mechodosh mamish. That every single day, we mention the fact that Hashem creates light and darkness, and that He renews the whole creation. And by us becoming totally conscious of this, by us raising our consciousness about this every single day, and believing this wholeheartedly, as is written in our Sforim, al pasuk chadoshim labekorim rabo emunasecha, that every new morning, every new day, rabo emunasecha, we increase our faith in Hashem. We don't remain with yesterday's faith. Yesterday's faith isn't good enough. Today I'm adding new awareness, new consciousness about Hashem that I didn't have yesterday. We mentioned that one of Rabbeinu Zal's Talmidim once said that if I were to say the Shema today like I said it yesterday, then I'm ready to have my head put on the guillotine and chop off my head. Because again, if Hashem has given me new life today, He don't want yesterday's breakfast. Hashem doesn't want me to serve Him yesterday's breakfast. He wants today's breakfast. He doesn't want yesterday's shachris, yesterday's faith, yesterday's recognition of Hashem. Every day Hashem expects something new from us. And that's why we're looking to learn new Torah every day. And we're looking to do the mitzvahs with His chachas, as if it's the first time. Boze daiko meir kol yoyim vayoyim betoisvis oyer yoyser. The Jew who does this, he's the one who brings new light and an increase in light into each and every single day. And this is why we say kadosh, kadosh, kadosh in the Birchas Kriyashma. Ki ze ikar kedushasi yisborach. This is what we touched on earlier, that Rabbeinu Zal says over there in chapter 4 in the second half of Likutei Moran, that the holidays are called Mikra Kodesh. They announce the holiness of Hashem. What's the main holiness of Hashem? Kishemefarsimim shehakol beretzoinu yisborach. When we publicize the fact that everything is the will of Hashem. Bechinas mikra kodesh. That's what it means when we say in the Shemoneh Esrei, and when the Chumash says that the holidays are mikra kodesh. They declare Hashem's holiness how? Through the miracles. Through things that made it obvious to everybody that there's something above nature. Bechinas mikra kodesh hanal b'toyr hanal. This is the mikra kodesh that Rabbeinu Zal refers to in that chapter in Likut Imran. Shemavoyer Shom, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, shekodesh bechinas rotzoin, that the term holy is associated with rotzoin, Hashem's will. Ki ze ikar kidushosoy kanal, because this is the real holiness of Hashem, the real greatness of Hashem is the fact that Hashem controls everything. The term kedusha refers to control, self-control. Kedusha refers to boundaries, a person being able to control themselves when there's temptation, things like that. That's the word kedusha. And when we declare that Hashem is the ultimate rotzoin, then that's the kedusha of Hashem. Val yidei ha-kedusha shemaskirinoz, and by us saying those words, kadosh, 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 Hashem tzvokos, in the birchas kriyashma, when a Jew says those words, he's drawing upon himself new holiness every single day. Nimtza, we see therefore, that by us saying these brachos of the Shema, these birchas hamoiros, we're associating ourselves with, we're connecting ourselves to the zikanim of kedusha, the holy zikanim, shemoisifim oyer kedusha v'das b'chol yoyim. Those old people who, when they retire, that's when they roll up their sleeves and they really start working. I'm finished with my menial job, with my little job. Now I'm going to take on the big job of learning new Torah. Now I can devote more time to studying Torah, to going to classes, to being involved in chesed mitzvahs. All kinds of things that represent recognition of Hashem, awareness of Hashem. Kal yidei bracha zois, because through this blessing, these birchas of kriyashma, kifi ma shezoichin lo'imra bekavono ubalev sholem, to the degree that a Jew is zoicha to say those brachas with kavono, to pay attention to what he's saying, and to put his whole heart into it, nitoisaf oyer ukedusha al hodom bechol yoim. The person draws upon himself light and holiness each and every single day. People ask many times, what happened when I'm davening? Like, what am I doing? What am I trying to do? Here, Rav Nosson Zal is telling us an example of one of the things that takes place when a person davens properly. If a person's davening with kavana, they're saying the words, and they're fighting that battle, the titanic battle of concentrating on what they're saying, not letting their mind and heart be in 1,000 different places, but they're pulling it all together, and they're focusing their mind and heart in the words that they're saying, in this declaration of Hashem's sovereignty, you know, Hashem's authority. When a person does that, that's how he draws upon himself kedusha and oyer and das, these things. V'chein b'siyum ha-brocha, and so too at the end of that brocha, Bilokel Boruch Ne'imois, in the last final paragraph, Choizrim Umaskirim, we repeat again and highlight this fact that Hashem is Oise Chadoshois. Hashem makes news. That by Hashem there's nothing old, there's no such thing as repetition. Umesaimim, and we conclude the bracha, HaMechadesh B'tuvoi B'chol Yoim Tomed Ma'ase Bereshis, that Hashem with his goodness renews the creation each and every single day. Ki ze ikar shevach habrocha, because this is the main emphasis of that blessing. This is the real praise of Hashem, lahamin, the fact that we believe shehu yisborach mechadesh b'chol yoim mamish ma'aseh bereishis, that Hashem creates the world anew each and every single day, b'chochma niflah, with incredible intelligence, with incredible wisdom, ba'ofen sheyegale shehakol bertzoinoi, and Hashem does it in a manner to reveal, to broadcast this fact that I'm here, guys. Everything, I'm behind everything that's going on. Hakol beretzoinoi. And who's going to know about this? Who's going to see this? L'chol mi shechofetz lehikol el beretzoinoi sporach. And Hashem makes it clear and available to anyone who wants to become part of Hashem, to become part of the Ratzon of Hashem, to comply with what Hashem wants. Ki habechira chofshis, because there's free choice. V'Hashem yisporach oise chadoshes neflois b'chol yoyim v'chol eis v'chol shor. And Hashem makes new things happen every second, every day. Ba'oifen sheyisoirer ha'odom lehistakel al hoem eslamitoi, giving a person the opportunity, if they want, to wake up and smell the coffee, to wake up and realize what's going on, to recognize the real truth. So on one hand, Hashem is making that available, v'afal pikein einoi megala hakoy legamri, and despite everything he's revealing and making, Hashem is keeping low profile. Onoichi haster aster. He's not revealing everything. He's still very, very, very invisible. Rak ba'oifen sheyia nishar lehodom bechira. But rather, Hashem's doing all of this in a manner that he's still leaving the possibility open for a person to deny Hashem, to say, there ain't no Hashem, no such thing. He's leaving the bechira available. However, with Hashem's incredible knowledge and goodness, He creates, He does the creation anew every day, in a manner that the good should exceed the bad, that the opportunity to believe in Hashem is a little bit easier than in some ways, than to deny Hashem. Sheyizgale ha'oras ritzoinoi b'chol pam yoiser, that Hashem reveals the light of His ritzoin every day, a little more, at shebechol yoim v'yoim nisoirin kama v'kama lo shuv l'ritzoin yisboro, to the point where we are witness that every single day there are new people joining up. There are new people making a decision to become religious or to look into it, to find out, hey, what's up? What's going on? I can't accept the baloney, the nonsense that they're telling us about, you know, the nature and the total denial of Hashem. Ad shesoif kol soif yashuvu hakoylei lov, until eventually everyone is going to return to Hashem. V'yizgale horotzoin le'ein koil. And Hashem is going to be revealed to everybody. She'al zeh mevakshim b'chol yoyim, achar ha-mechadish b'tuva b'chol yintod ma'asev reishis, and this is what we ask Hashem for every day. After we say the fact that Hashem renews the world every day, what do we say? We say a prayer. What's the prayer? Oyer chodosh al tzion toyer. Hashem, please introduce a new light into the world, into the Jewish people. Ki oz yizgale amita sarotzoin le'ein koil. Because when Hashem introduces that new light, then the ultimate truth is going to become obvious to everybody. Everyone's going to see it. Kamay Shekosav, as the Pasuk says, ki kulam yedu oisi. All of them, everyone is going to know me, Hashem says. Hainu ka'oimer, it's like we're saying, Rav Nosson Salz now explaining the tefillah. What do we mean when we say Oyer Chodesh Al Tzion Torah? Look how he explains this. Me'achar she'ata mechadesh b'tuvah b'chol yoyim ma'asei bereishis b'chidushim nifloim chadoshim b'chol pam. Since you, Hashem, you do the creation over anew every single day with all kinds of new things. There's new revelations and new happenings each and every single day. V'chol kavanoscha, and your whole intention in doing this is b'shvil hatachlis hatoy v'anitzchi, for our ultimate eternal good, which is lehoyer b'libois b'nei odom heras harotzoin, that you're trying to shine into the hearts of all of man awareness of your presence, awareness of Hashem. Al kein, therefore, since you're gonna reveal all of this, Hashem, al kein anu mevakshim oischa shetemaher likmar zois. We're asking Hashem, hurry up, don't wait. Come on, make it happen already. To finish the job. Lehoir ho'er chodesh al tzion. To shine this new light upon the world, upon Klal Yisrael. Which new light? Shehu oir emunas harotzin. The light of faith in Hashem. Sheyoiros, that light that's going to shine at that future date. Shezeh ho'ikar, and that's the most important thing. V'kulonu nizke lo'oiroi, and all of us, when that time comes, all of us are going to be zechet to that light. Kizeh ikar tachlisenu v'tikvosenu lo'netzach. Because this is our main purpose, our main goal, and our main hope, our eternal hope. Nemtza, we see therefore, shaydei brocha zois, by saying that blessing, we are drawing upon ourselves new additional light and holiness and knowledge, which helps us plug into the holy elders, which means the true tzaddikim. And that results in a revelation of the fact that everything is according to the will of Hashem. We'll hold it over here for now. With this, he explained the first bracha of the Birchas Hamayros. Now he's going to go on to the second bracha, the Ahava Soilam, the Ahava Rabbah.